You're on your Classic. It's breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and electric vehicles are gaining popularity, and charging them at home, it is a bit of a slow process, unless, of course, you have the equipment there to make it as rapid as you need it to be. I'm joined by Mark Borlase, who's actually been at an electric vehicle event this week. Mark, how's it going?
Very good, thanks, Jordan. Yeah, we've been out here with looking at the various types of vehicles that are on the market and you know, getting fleets to take up EVs more quickly, because what happens is fleets typically only keep the cars in their fleet for 2 or 3 years, and then they get into the hands of the used car market. So it's a good way of getting EVs, a lot of EVs, out into the community quickly. And increasingly we'll start to see them at home, and people will start to understand that they can have the equivalent of their petrol Bowser at home. One, there's a slow trickle one, which is where you plug into the wall, and there are some others that will, you know, have 10 times the speed, but you can get them for about $2,500. So, and if you're able to link it into your solar system, you're not only getting the power, but you're getting the power for nothing. So it's going to be a very interesting time, and it's just something that we'd like people to start to reflect upon, especially young people who might be in the process of building their first home, or other people who are restoring, doing renos on theirs, but start to think about an EV charger, or at least the wiring for them in your house, because, probably in 10 years' time, it'll be a feature that will either separate you from, market saying, yes, oh, they've got an EV charger as well, tick, that's an excellent thing, or make it so that they don't buy it because you've got that, you haven't got it. So, yeah, it's just, it's a time to remind, or not remind everybody, but start to get them used to the thought that EVs will definitely be mainstream and start to put it on their radar.
Yeah, I guess so. If it's the way of the future, electric vehicles, and the not-too-distant future as well, I guess that minor forward planning of just making that your house electric vehicle compatible is just a good move you can make on your own behalf.
Yeah, it is a stage. If anybody's ever built a house, you know that it's much cheaper to put the power point in when they're building it than to remember it later. And if normal house and normal wiring in a house is 10 amp, but you can run 15 amp, slightly thicker wire and different fuses, but they're the sorts of things you can do that are pretty cheap when you're building a house. And then later, if you decide that you need a fast charge, you can do that. Or if you've got a small business, it's the time to put in three phase or something, so you can actually run very fast charges if you're going to have two or three or four cars there wanting to be charged at the same time as well. So, look, it's all about the future. And some listeners might say, oh, well, you know, that's a long time away. We are starting to see EVs sales increase pretty quickly. And so things like, Tesla EVs will be outselling a lot of small mainstream cars like Mazdas and that. With the sales numbers they're starting to get now. So, as I say, it's a timely reminder for people just to start thinking about it seriously.
And I guess the comparison is, like you mentioned, solar, using that to, I guess, charge your car for free. But with the uptake of solar panels, that happened so quickly, so rapidly, because people saw the financial benefits right away. I guess it's the same thing with electric vehicles. The benefits of having a charger at home is outweighs the, I guess, not having one.
Yeah, in very rough terms, the cost of energy per kilometre in an electric vehicle is about a third of that of driving it on petrol. So there are some savings, and obviously if we're able to get that petrol for free, that power pool becomes zero. The high cost of getting them is starting to come down, and there's currently a bill before the parliament to offer people a $3,000 cheque that they'd send them if they buy a new EV to encourage that uptake. And the maintenance on EVs is much less, because they're far less complex engines than internal combustion ones and need a lot less maintenance. So you've got a lot of savings on the running cost side. And if, as I say, if you're able to have it so that your fuel bill is zero, then that's a real attraction.
Hmm. Well, I guess with that in mind, with vehicle mechanics, are they going to be out of pocket, I guess, if electric vehicles don't need as much work?
Yes, it's changing the whole landscape. So the traditional dealer model is you don't make much profit in selling them, but you make your profit in servicing them. So that whole industry is going to have to renegotiate how they do it, because the dealers used to be accepting of a lower price, lower margin at the front because they'd make the servicing money. If they're not going to make the servicing money, they're going to have to get a bigger margin at the front. So there's going to be a whole dynamic in that market that's changed by this. And we're going through a retraining. There'll be retraining needed for the automotive industry to go from mechanics to auto electricians. And it's a game changer. But it's happening. It'll happen at a pace that we should be able to manage it. And as the AV infrastructure rolls out, then more and more you'll start to see these vehicles well and truly embedded in the regions as well.
No worries. Well, it's all very interesting. Mark, thank you so much for chatting today.
Thanks for your interest, Jordan.
That was Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility with the RAA on your Classic Hits Breakfast.